Hello. Today the church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, and our gospel passage comes to us from John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever someone we love is suffering or in pain, we tend to suffer right along with them. And this is particularly true of parents. When their sons or daughters struggle physically, emotionally, or spiritually, parents suffer just as much as their children, and sometimes even more. When we open our hearts to someone in love, there's always the chance that they will be broken. Love, by its very nature, causes some suffering. The only way to avoid it is to close our hearts to love, but to do that is to be really only half alive. The only way to live is to love and accept the inescapable suffering that it can bring. As she stood at the foot of the cross and watched Jesus die, Mary's heart was certainly broken. But many years earlier, as he held the infant Jesus in his arms, Simeon had linked Jesus' suffering with that of his mother, saying to her, "And you yourself, a sword will pierce." When our troubles are difficult to bear, we can always look to Our Lady of Sorrows as our inspiration, our hope, and our help.